You Could Give Up, or You Could Do This, by Stephen Altrog, read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from 2 Corinthians 1:9. Indeed, we felt that we had received the sentence of death, but that was to make us rely not on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. The Christian life is full of utterly impossible challenges. You think you can overcome your sin and live a holy life in your own strength? Have at it, my friend. Come back in 6 months and tell me how it goes for you. You think you have enough wisdom to help your children navigate all the landmines and pitfalls of life? Well, huzzah for you! Side note, we really need to bring a word huzzah back into usage. Do you think you have enough insight to untangle the sticky relational mess you find yourself in? Do you think you have the strength to sufficiently lead your small group, worship team, counseling team, church planting team, or church? Right. Have at it, my friend. I'll have a bed in a padded room waiting for your return. The reality is God constantly places us in situations that are far beyond our ability to bear. He places us smack dab in the middle of befuddling, perplexing, overwhelming, even crushing circumstances. Why does God do this? To humble us. To make us painfully aware that we cannot make it through this life apart from Him. To highlight our desperate dependence on Him. God strips us down of our strength to make us totally reliant upon His strength. God allowed Paul to be pushed and pressed, hit and hammered, even sentenced to death, so that he would not rely upon himself, but upon the power of God who raises the dead. God puts us in situations that are so far beyond our ability to survive, so that when deliverance comes, only God can receive the glory. Speaking of pastoral ministry, but this quote applies equally to a million other situations, Charles Bridges says, "Did we depend upon the failing support of human agency, strength, or upon the energy of mere moral suasion, our ability to persuade? We should cry out, prostrate in heartless despondency. Who is sufficient for these things? But the instant recollection that our sufficiency is of God, lifts up our hearts in the ways and work of the Lord." That's from The Christian Ministry, page 19. Are you in a situation that is too hard for you? Are you being stretched beyond your giftings and abilities? Are you pushed down and crushed, even to the point of despair? Do you feel like butter scraped over too much bread? You really only have two options. Behind door number one, give up. Let despair, anger, and unbelief wash over you like an acidic shower, eating away at your faith. Start calling yourself a realist. Allow cynicism to have its way with you. Or, behind door number two, rely upon the God who raises from the dead. Throw aside any foolish remnants of self-sufficiency and depend wholly upon our mighty, powerful God. Depend upon God to work in your rebellious children. Depend upon God to work mighty in your shaky marriage. Depend upon God to save your unsavable relative. Depend upon God to give you physical and emotional strength to serve your family. Depend upon God who slays giants, shuts lions' mouths, and rescues out of fiery furnaces. God does incredible things when we stop relying upon our own abilities and start relying on Him. He does incredible things when we finally give up on our own abilities and find all our strength in Him.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Now, and it shows, he would say, that Pat Boone, he's so religious. I shook hands with that boy the other day, my whole right side sobered up. and I would repeat that in my act, and I said, you know, it did. And then I'd go ahead and sing my song.
Pat Boone shares some of his incredible life story on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear conversations and devotionals from the artists of the church. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com, worshipleader.com, or your favorite podcast platform.